Why don't you say something about Scarab?
Hi, my name is Blah, 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 I-N-G-M, blah, 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 Scarab, blah, 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 zombies, blah, 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 blah.
Thank you.
Blah!
This is the Scarab Swarmcast. In this podcast, we discuss games, anime, conventions, and a variety of other topics. Scarab is an annual convention in Columbia, South Carolina, and members of the Scarab Swarm can be spotted at various events demoing and running a variety of games. For more information on Scarab, go to www.s-c-a-r-a-b.com.
Hey everyone, this is Ruby. I'm filling in for John. He's going to be taking a short break from the regular podcast schedule due to some really exciting changes in our personal life. But when he returns around the end of March and the beginning of April, the show will be starting season 3. Until then, please enjoy a special two-part recording from Scarab 5 2015. The first part will feature several attendees who stopped by throughout the weekend and shared some of their experiences while they were at the con. In a couple of weeks, part 2 will be aired and will feature some special segments that were recorded at the convention during the Podcast Mania block on Sunday, which features some of the Scarab Swarm, Donald Dennis from Onboard Games Podcasting, Marty Connell from Rolling Dice and Taking Names Podcast, and even Clint Black from Pinnacle Entertainment Group. Thanks for listening.
So you're the first person to come by for Scarab 2015.
Yay!
What do you want to say?
Hey, my name is Bianca. I play in Savannah, Georgia. 2.5 hour drive from Columbia. I'm a little tired, but... I had a blast last year. I was able to just go balls to the wall with all of the Pathfinder games, and it was really fun. So, yeah.
Well, I know you just got here and pretty much just got your badge. So far,
yep.
So I guess you haven't had a chance to really play anything.
not this year, but I've got a lot more. Last year there were about two of us from Savannah. Well, there were a couple more people from Savannah, but they were playing the LARP version of the con.
Okay.
But it was me and one guy here last year, and now we've got at least double the numbers. So, I mean, Amanda, our venture captain, is running a whole bunch of games. I'm here. John's here. Rebecca's going to be here. I think Griff and Chip are going to be here. And that's a pretty good chunk of our Pathfinder group. I mean, I had a blast last year at Scarab. I had a blast when you guys were at GnomeCon 2012. Con, yeah. Yeah, GnomeCon 2012 was the very first time I ever played Pathfinder, and it was amazing.
Oh, cool.
Yep. It was just... Before that, I'd always played D&D games with my family, and mm-hmm. sometimes I would manage to find a group or two to play D&D with, but the module... Just kind of quick little adventure, and then your character goes off and does something else instead of a steady campaign. It was a lot easier to just sit down and go, and now today you're an Absalom, and now you're at the Diamond City, and you're fighting all of these things that are attacking the city. Have fun surviving. Oh God. Okay. Well, let's do it. Luckily, our group survived. That was from last year. That was the huge game where
Siege
like
on Diamond City. Yeah. I played in it last year.
Yeah, we were that one quadrant that kept staying green. We were so happy. It was like, yes, we're going to do all of the things, and we're going to stay green, and we're going to stay here. Yes, this one quadrant. If everything else screws up, everybody can just come over here. Yay! So,
well, cool. Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to this year?
There's, as always, there's Pathfinders. I haven't been able to attend the local games just because of my work schedule and all that kind of stuff. So I'm really hoping that I can just like get into Pathfinder again and go, yay, look, I have my gunslinger is an eighth level. Let's go nearly die. And then I've got a an alchemist that's like level one, and poor my poor alchemist, I made her as a tiefling just before they changed it so that the Asimars and tieflings disappeared, and was like, let's see if I can do something. But yeah, those are my only two characters, and so far so good. They've survived. But yeah, I'm hoping to just get in there and see what else is new. Is there a new season that came out, or are we still on season six?
This is still season six. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
I want to say it changes right around the time that Gen Con comes around, so right around August, September.
Gotcha. sorry about that. I totally. You couldn't see it, but I totally waved at Dill. I was like, hey, I know him. I don't actually know him, but it was just like, hey, I know. Well, he ran games for me. Yay.
Well, cool. Yep. Well, thank you for stopping by and being the first person to come on here and talk about
it. Hooray!
Before games even started.
Gasp. Yes, I'm looking forward to the games this year. And if nothing else, I've got a friend who's going to be running the Vampire the Masquerade LARP game on Saturday evening, I think.
Cool.
I'm gonna pop in for that one and see what's going on. Because that character I've been able to play a lot more than the Pathfinder stuff. But yeah, I'm here for... Let's go Pathfinder!
Pathfinder! All right.
Yay!
Okay, well, I'm still in the booth, and I've got another Scarab attendee. Why don't you introduce yourself and say something about Scarab?
My name is Brooklyn Horn, and I came to Scarab with my dad, not expecting a lot of people like last year, but wow, there's a lot. Scarab, my favorite thing is Pathfinder. It's a role-playing game. I like the games that they have, and they also have Kids Track. One of my favorite games is Spy Alley. They might not have it this year.
It might be in the library. I don't know.
But, you know, and they are playing Little Fears, which is another game. And they have Pathfinder Kids Track, which is also just like Pathfinder. And it's good. I have met a lot of people here.
Okay.
And it's actually fun.
Have you hung out with other kids?
Yes.
Well, that's good. Because normally you end up hanging out with, like, your dad and some of these other crazy Pathfinder guys, right?
Yeah, but there's kids that I've gotten time to meet and have fun with.
Well, that's cool. All right, well, thank you for coming on the show, Brooklyn. Well, I'm here at the booth again, and I've got somebody who I think I've seen at Scarab a few times. Why don't you introduce yourself and say something about Scarab?
Hey, I'm Calvin.
Hi, Calvin.
Calvin. That's my official name and title.
Oh, okay.
It's the full title.
Calvin.
Yeah. So I actually got to enjoy the Iron GM contest this year.
What?
Got second place, but you know what? I think I could do better next year.
This means you don't have to have all those responsibilities.
That's true. No responsibilities.
That the first place person has
exactly.
to do.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know what those are. But, yeah, I don't have to do any of that. And I got a lot of the cool stuff anyway. So, win.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You won just by competing in it, right?
Exactly.
See?
No, you know, and had all kinds of fun doing other things other than PFS this year.
I won't tell them.
don't tell nobody. But no, I did get to play a lot of play and run a lot of PFS actually. Even though I was not planning to run a whole lot, I did run this year again. Stuff, and I'm about to drag some people into this room, and we're gonna play Crossmaster Arena.
Crossmaster Arena,
absolutely.
Is that's that game by
Japanime Games? Yeah. And they actually, they have a new expansion out for a fairly new expansion out for it. It was actually out back in August sometime.
That's new enough.
That's new enough. But it's going to be good stuff, good fun. So hopefully, may even bring it back next year.
That'd
try to get
cool.
more people
That'd
to
be
play. Because
cool.
I really like to play it. And I don't know a whole lot of people around who do play it. So hopefully
maybe,
I can get some more.
Maybe we could coordinate like a Crossmaster Arena
tournament.
Tournament. Think about that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I could probably work that out.
Okay.
I could find somebody who would probably find some kind of prize for that.
Okay. That'd be pretty cool.
Anyway, it's fun. I look forward to next year. I already have my tickets. So I'll be back.
All right, cool. Yeah, because we are selling tickets here at the con. And then, like, after the con, people can go through Eternal Members to get cons at a pretty good price.
By Eternal Members, he actually means me. So you can look for me on Facebook. I'm a member of, you know, I'm in the Scarab group, Calvin Korn. I post in there occasionally. And I'm sure you'll see it my card getting posted a bunch of times over the next few months.
What? It's only because there was some sort of convenient website they could get.
There is. And on that card, there will be my website readout. But,
okay,
you know, I could also... Actually, I don't know where my cards are. My cards are gone.
That's because you've given so many of your cards out.
I have. Gave out about 40 cards this year.
Wow.
Yeah. So...
That's it?
Yeah.
Ha! Fuck yes, bum.
But the card will be posted in the Scarab page.
Okay. You can also find them, and you can also find those cards at, well, if you're in the Columbia area.
If you're in the Columbia
or
area,
you can find them at
Firefly
Toys and Games. Yeah. Right next to the Scarab cards.
Sometimes over top of the Scarab cards.
Hey.
Just saying. I don't know how that happens, I swear. But, yeah, it's good stuff.
All right, Calvin. Well, thank you for sitting down and recording something, and looking forward to seeing you next year at Scarab.
Absolutely.
And you're going to compete in IronGM next year, right?
Yes, that is my plan.
Okay.
No, I don't plan on competing.
You plan on
winning?
I
plan on winning
IronGM. I see what you did there.
Next year.
All right, we're here at the booth still, and I've got somebody else here who has come to Scarab. Why don't you introduce yourself and...
I'm Kat Lone. I'm with Mind's Eye Society.
Okay.
And my husband and I have been running the LARP track here at Scarab.
How's that been going for you this year?
It's been going really well. We put on 5 different LARPs, which are live action role plays.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are World of Darkness LARPs.
Okay.
And brought in a lot of new players this year. This is great.
Well, very cool. I was glad to see you guys down there every time I walked by. Yeah.
A lot of people came in just to peek and see what was going on. And
okay.
So.
Did you get any new converts this year?
I actually did. We got about 8 new MES members.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
We're very excited about that.
Awesome. Any particular highlights or anything you want to talk about?
We had a lot of highlights. We had the... Vampire game last night, Requiem. Uh-huh. They actually had a new prince come in, and somebody just decided, I'm going to take Praxis. So there was a lot of intrigue and butting heads and
very cool.
Social interaction going on.
Okay.
Everybody pretty much survived the weekend, though. I don't think we had any character deaths. Close, but nobody actually died.
Well, I guess that's good, too, right?
Yeah, very good.
Well, cool. So you guys looking forward to coming back next year?
Oh, definitely.
Very nice.
This is our favorite con.
Oh, cool. I'm glad this is your favorite con. I'm actually really looking forward to seeing our LARP track here grow and expand.
Oh, yes. We did the we ended up doing our board gaming social as the I Drank What social. And three of our people actually won I Drank What last.
Oh, cool.
So,
very cool.
Yeah, they really cleaned up in there.
The flasks for this year were pretty nice looking.
Beautiful blue flasks.
Yeah. It's their, I want to say it's their 5th year of being here at Scarab, so that's why we decided to do the flasks really, really special for this year. Yeah.
Yeah, those are great.
Very cool. Well, thank you for stopping by the booth. Was there anything else you wanted to say? Did you want to give a shout out to anybody?
I'll give a shout out to the guys over there at MIB.
All right.
They've been great.
Yes, they have. Well, thank you, Kat. I know you've been on the show before. Maybe we can get you back on the show again for something else.
Sounds
later this
good.
Year. All right. Thank you.
Well, we're here in the relatively quiet-ish room right now
at Scarab. And I have somebody here with me. Why don't you tell us who you are and tell us a little something about your Scarab experience this year.
Well, I'm Chantel Stewart. This is my second Scarab convention. And I did a little bit more this year than I did last year. Last year, I think I only did like maybe one game in the board game room. But I came in Saturday, and I played a Scooby Cthulhu game based on Savage Worlds. I was Scooby. I was Scooby Doo. It really was funny. It really was funny. We fought the Veggie Tales, the tomato and the cucumber, and we basically sliced, diced, and julienned the Veggie Tales. And
interesting.
I bit a couple of zombies. Did not taste very good. Scooby snacks are better. But it was based on Savage Worlds, which I have never played before either.
Okay.
If Savage Worlds is rules light,
right,
then it
plays very quickly.
Then that's actually something I would think about trying again. D&D is not my thing. I don't like going through that whole thick book. So
okay.
Another thing I did was last night I played I Drank What?
Yes, that's a very big game here.
that was definitely interesting also. And the Empire Games guys and the rest of the table was pretty impressed that I came in third.
Wow.
For my first time.
Yeah, very cool.
Evidently, first timers do not last very long. They usually get poisoned the first time, the first round. So I did pretty well. And then I finally played Hull Breach, which is a military tactic card game type thing. I enjoyed it. I'm a veteran, combat veteran at that, and so I had this deck with a whole bunch of ships and fighter wings and all that stuff, and I basically took out my two opponents with fairly little resistance. So, overall, I've had a pretty good time. One thing I would like to do is I would really love to find somebody who would like to try the Firefly game. Or Firefly, the game.
The board game?
The board game, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I bet you if you bring that game in there,
Firefly.
Somebody's going to see it out of the corner of their eye, and they're going to be like, let me put these Munchkin cards back. Oh.
they might not put down Munchkin, but...
So hello, who are you, and how was your Scarab experience?
Well, my name is Chip Gerard, and from Savannah, Georgia, drove up, you know, few hour drive, but it was great. Come up with some friends from my home group to play Pathfinder all weekend, and probably the two best experiences that I had here I've been wanting to consider running my own tables back home, but I know I need to learn a lot more about the game. And last night after the event, I went back to the room a little early. Friends came back afterwards and said, hey, they gave out these books. Oh, man, I wish I would have stayed and got one. So I went and talked to Dell today, and he said, yeah, if you're interested here, I can give you this book. And then he started piling me up with some other stuff, too, some fold-up maps and things. And I thought it was really cool. He was just giving it away, and that was awesome. You know, I wasn't expecting that. I just went to ask him about the book, and he gave me all this other stuff. That was really awesome. So that was cool. That was great. The other thing that happened is just now they were giving away some boons.
Uh-huh.
And one of those boons is to be able to name a location or a place of business or something like that in the game, and it would be written into the Pathfinder world.
Oh, very cool.
And back home, some friends of ours are planning to open a gaming tavern called the Chromatic Dragon.
Oh.
And so that's the name that he wants to go with for his boon.
Very cool.
So that was really awesome to hear that he had won that. I thought that was great. So yeah, those are the two highlights of my weekend right there.
Very cool.
I just came over here to get some more Fez candy. Then I saw these.
If you want one of those, you can have one of those.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So there you have it.
All right. Well, thank you for having a good time at Scared.
Thank you for what you did. Whatever it was you did for Scarab.
Okay, so I'm here at the booth with another attendee of Scarab 2015. Why don't you introduce yourself and say something?
Hi, I'm Kristen. And something. I guess that works.
Sure.
And yeah, you wanted me to talk about Scarab?
Yeah, that'd be the convention? Preferable. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought there was going to be another question, but sure.
Not really.
It's been great so far. This is the morning on the fourth day, and aside from the immense amount of exhaustion I'm feeling, I am overall incredibly satisfied with my experience here. It's been great. It's been a blast. I've played as a goblin on a submarine. I've played as a kobold and eaten a baby. As a bard, I walked into the middle of a courtyard and set everyone on fire by making fun of their moms that hard. It's been amazing. There's been tons of great people, tons of great games. Love every second of it.
Okay. Is this your first year coming to Scarab? Or?
Second year.
Okay.
Yeah. So
better than the last year?
Well, last year my character almost died in Del's game. Which I think is like a badge of honor, but this one still tops it. This one, I know more of the people here now, and there's a lot more games going on. I feel a lot less like scared and like I don't belong here, which the first con ever was Last Scarab. So
oh, okay,
yeah.
Well, cool.
Yeah,
I'm glad you came by to say something. I'm glad you're having a great time this year, and
yeah.
I hope you're looking forward to coming back next year, too.
I've already signed up. Numbers 10 and 11.
Oh, great. Great. All right. Well, thank you, Chris.
Yeah, no problem.
So...
Click, click.
Oh, you do have one. Okay.
So how you been doing?
Pretty good. We've been running a LARP track. Friday night we did Werewolf. Right now, Mage, the Awakening's going on. We've got some Vampire Candyman art going on this evening. LARP track's been doing pretty good this year.
Okay. And who are you? Since I can't see you.
I'm Doc, also known as Michael Lone, with the Mind's Eye Society. Been running the LARPs there and the LARP track.
Yep. And you've been on the podcast before, so
yep,
some
yep.
people might recognize you.
God help them if they do. But no, it's been a good year. I mean, a good turnout. Everything looks a lot better than it did last year. Things a little more organized. Layout. Things have been going a lot smoother. So definitely moving upwards.
Yeah. Every time I've walked by there, I've been like, man, I wish I had some time to come down there.
Yeah, unfortunately, we got our duties to do. And
you're
running the mic here doing this. So
yeah.
But if you do get a chance, you know, we can get you a character sheet and get you up and running.
Okay.
So, anyway, everybody, come out. Check out the LARP track.
Yes. All right, cool. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, whatever you guys want to say, whenever you want to say it.
You were in the costume contest, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
What was your name again?
Sam Callahan.
And you were the...
Pokemon Trainer.
You're World's Pokemon Trainers.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You were from Pokemon Ruby?
Yes. Yeah. Ruby and Sapphire.
Her name is Ruby.
Which I have my game in the bag.
Somewhere.
Okay.
I was playing it while everyone was going up. I was like, getting into character.
Yeah.
What else have you done while you've been here?
Yeah.
We
played rounds and rounds and rounds and rounds of I Drank What.
I got one of the flasks.
Very nice.
Beautiful blue flasks.
Aren't those great?
Yeah. This was like the second place prize.
Fondle it again.
Oh, it was...
It's a pretty blue one.
Yeah.
All the other ones have always been silver.
Yeah, I have a silver one from last year, but I really wanted a blue one this year.
So this isn't your first year? How many
this
times
is,
have you been?
This is my third year going, and I finally drug him along, and this is his first year.
Oh, very cool.
How do you like it so far?
I don't... I mean, it's good.
No, I was trying to say I don't hate it, but that sounded too much like I was not having fun. Like I am having fun. It is
good.
I might have overhyped it just a little bit.
When she describes it to me, it's like there's going to be fireworks and rainbows inside the building. And I was like, wow, that sounds amazing.
We did leave the rainbow machine at home this time. If we had known that you were coming, though, we would have brought it.
We'll be here next year, so...
Yeah, she's dragging me next year.
Is there anything you'd like to see for next year? I mean, any particular games or events or things? Maybe you participate in the scavenger hunt again next year?
Did you enjoy the scavenger?
I think maybe
we took pictures, but I never actually submitted.
Yeah, one thing you guys, I think you should do is like when you print the lists, print it on two pages with bigger text because we were like, where? Okay, I know it was there on the list. Where though? Okay.
Now, when I was sitting there scoring everyone that had submitted the pictures, I'm like, darn it all. I knew it was here. I just did it on this person. So I was even losing them. It was over 100 items.
And honestly, if she had put the list together, it probably would have been much smaller text.
Yeah.
And harder to read, but...
Yeah.
Okay. That's some good feedback.
Every year, it just keeps, like... It raises the bar just a little, like,
did
I feel...
Did either of you... Were you pre-regged the first 100? Did you get the special bags?
Not this year. I have been in a previous year, though.
Yeah.
See, I was going to ask you what you... I'm sure you've seen the bag.
My grandfather was one of the first 100, and it came with a cute little mini keychain flask, which I'm super jealous.
Oh, this little keychain flask.
Like the bag itself this year? We tried something a little new, trying to get a little feedback on that.
I did like the bag. The bag is
the
cool.
The bag was good.
If you like the bag,
I think I like the over-the-shoulder just a little bit more than the drawstring bag.
Okay.
Because the drawstring bag I had actually didn't last.
We've been hearing that.
Some people could say that maybe we planned it that way, that it lasted because it seemed to last about
a
year.
It's a conspiracy.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I keep it as like my momentum, but I can't use it anymore.
My brother recently got me into Magic the Gathering. Not big time. I still have a mostly pre-made deck, but then I opened it up, and I was like, oh, hey, a bunch of forests or a bunch of green cards. Yeah. And I was like, these are old cards, too. I was like, I'm going to rub it in his little face.
We did get plastic baggies, and they had like really cool Magic cards in them. And
we do first 100 pre-regs get the super nice special ones,
bags.
And then the next 100... Get kind of a little bit of leftover.
The penultimate special win.
Between the 101s and the 200s.
And then everyone else is kind of... Yeah.
I got an extra dice because I reused my...
Lanyard,
yes.
Ah, cool. Yeah.
And I love the vendors this year.
Lanyard was very hard to open.
Oh,
I accidentally got
Did you get that from the Squee grab bag or just...
No, I just bought it.
Yeah, she just picked that one up. She's like, I don't want to take a chance. I really like that one.
Now, I got a really cute...
Their grab boxes actually had a lot of really good stuff in it.
Ooh,
It did not feel like one of those
It's the one from 3D World. You jump in and it goes...
And I got two other dangles and a yellow Sonic. I don't know what yellow Sonic's from. I don't play
Plushie Super vendor
Sonic.
And the...
It's like his ultimate, like, end game form.
Okay.
The henna tattoos are really cool.
Super Saiyan, this
came out around the same exact time, so I don't know which one was first.
Well, you were just on a podcast.
Ta-da.
Oh, we recorded that whole time.
Yay.
You see, look at that.
Was
that so bad?
Yay.
Welcome to the Squirmcast booth. You look kind of familiar. Who are you?
My name is John Compton, and I'm the developer at Paizo Incorporated, and I work on the Pathfinder Society organized playline.
I think I've heard of those guys before.
Pretty much. We're the ones who do the Pathfinder role-playing game, which right now we're outside the room where we have about 20 tables of Pathfinder organized play going on right now. And it's been going on for quite a while. We're now in the 7th season, although it's called Season 6, because we had sort of a test season, Season 0.
Okay. So how has your Scarab experience been so far?
It's been good. This is my 4th year back. I first showed up in 2012 when I was a Venture Lieutenant and was just here to run games because we knew that there was a region nearby. And, and one of the venture captains, Dell, was wanting more volunteers. So a lot of the Georgia crew, we packed up and headed over and volunteered and had a really great time of it. So when we came back the following year, I was just starting to work on my first submission to Paizo, scenario 420, Words of the Ancients.
Okay.
And yeah, kept on inviting me back, and I've always been happy to come back just the past 2 years, including this one, as a developer and an official representative of Paizo.
Awesome. Well, it's always, we're always happy to have you here. Has there been anything in particular that of note that you want to talk about from this year?
I always like running the special. The special, which we usually do on a Saturday evening, is a big interactive event where the accomplishments of one table contribute to the accomplishments of the whole group and occasionally even to individual tables nearby. So that's an opportunity for people to do really big adventures where a single team would not be sufficient. So in the past, we have saved an entire city from demons.
Right.
We have done a huge preliminary mission to get into this phenomenal martial arts event, effectively. We have also worked against many, many, many other competitors to try and find a big artifact. And this year we went into a Dwarven Sky Citadel, which is basically like a classic Tolkien-esque dwarf city built into a whole mountain.
Awesome. Was there anything else you wanted to say about Scarab?
It's a great event. I'm always happy to be back here, and I'm always really impressed by how much it's grown, changing venues and like. And also the random cameos that we get. Those can be very good. But yeah, I'm just happy to be back.
Well, cool. Well, thank you. Thank you for stopping my booth and saying a few things.
Glad you could have, or glad to help out. Sorry. Yeah.
I hope you can come back next year. If not, I'm sure I'll probably see you at Gen Con or something like that.
Yep. Always going to be at Gen Con and PaizoCon and occasionally a few other conventions. But they keep me busy, so until then I'll be working on the scenarios that come out every month.
All right. Well, thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
So why don't you tell me who you are and something about your experience at Scarab this year.
I'm Jonathan McGraw. I've been running Pathfinder Society games, and I've been having a fun time. I ran the special, and we all had a great time last night. John Compton rocked being the overseer GM for that. As he always does, and I just having fun in the society room. Haven't done much else.
Who are you, and what did you like about Scarab, or not like?
Okay. Well, my name is Josh. I'm from the Georgia area Pathfinder Society, and I'm out here for the first time at Scarab. Never been here before.
Oh, first time.
I got the chance to be a Tier 1 GM. Yes. And kind of build my GM profile a little bit.
Did you have a good time?
I'm having an awesome time so far. I'm sure I will the rest of the weekend. I just got done with game number 3, prepping for game number 4.
What are you running for game number 4?
I'm running the Golden Serpent.
What
it's
season?
Season 3, number 24.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. There's a chance for Pathfinders to find a little bit of love with a mysterious lady. And they can even get a boon on their chronicle sheet that says that they can have a amorous relationship with this lady if they save her life.
Okay.
So I'm kind of looking forward to see who's going to go the extra mile to be more just a murder hobo to try and help out this young lady in distress.
Do you run anything other than Pathfinder?
I do a monthly D&D 2.0 online game with some friends who live all over the country. We just get together on Skype and either map tools or Roll20, depending upon who is running the game that month.
Okay.
And have some fun.
Well, what's been your best memory so far?
Of Scarab or
yep,
Pathfinder
of Scarab,
in general?
Scarab, sorry.
Let me see. Would have been Assault on the Wound.
Oh.
I ran that last night, and for those who haven't played, there are some very particular rules that you have to look over before you can get into it. And getting to teach a bunch of new people who are very dedicated, and most of them have been playing longer than I have, and very questioning about these new rules.
Okay.
But getting to teach them and getting to see them catch on to the mass combat rules was a lot of fun. Definitely enjoyed that.
And do you think you'll come back next year?
I'm planning on it.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you, and you have a good time.
All right, thank you. You do the same.
So I've got yet another person here who's at the convention. Why don't you introduce yourself and say something about your experience here at Scarab this year?
My name is Julie, and my husband and I have come to Scarab since the very beginning. Every year, we get really excited about it. It gets closer and closer. We have some other stuff on the calendar, and we go back and forth. Oh, should we go? Should we go? And thank goodness we always decide to come and have a great time, play lots of games with people that we never met before. My favorite part is playing new games because we own lots of games and we have a lot of favorite games, but it's nice to come and have a big selection out of the games library and be taught by other people. So we like learning new games here especially.
Awesome. Any particular game that you had a pleasant experience with this time?
Yes, I played Carcassonne, which is one of our favorite games. It's the first Euro game that we ever came across. We didn't know there was a whole genre of Euro games. We played it every... It was when we first got married. We learned about Carcassonne. We played it a lot, and we bought all of the expansions after about a year of playing it. But at the same time, we found a board game club in our town and started going to the board game club. Then we learned about all these other games, and we actually never got around to playing the expansions of Carcassonne because it just really expanded our horizons about how many variety of games are out there. We still have a lot of unopened expansions from like 7 years ago now.
All right. That's cool. Well, thank you for stopping by and
yeah, thanks.
Sharing your fun times with Scarab.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, so I'm here with another Scarab attendee. Why don't you introduce yourself and say something?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Morgan. I'm from Melbourne, Australia, and I'm here at Scarab with some friends from Asheville.
Wow. Did you come down or over or... Did you fly here specifically for Scarab?
No, my mum lives in Asheville in North Carolina. Okay. So I came over for 2 months for my summer vacation to visit her and spend Christmas with family. And fortunately, Scarab happens to be on at the same time. So it's great timing for me.
Very cool. Have you been having a good time at Scarab?
Yeah, it's been a blast.
What sort of stuff have you been doing?
I've been GMing a lot of Pathfinder. And I've played two scenarios now, and I've got three more coming, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Were you GMing for the special last night?
No, I played the special.
Well, that's almost better.
Yeah. Yeah. One of my friends was GMing it, and he was just stressed out about the amount of prep and monsters he had to run and all that kind of stuff.
Well, cool. Did you? Well, is there anything else you want to say about your time here at Scarab?
Yeah, it's been a really good time. A lot of good players and GMs and fun people to meet. So, really good time.
Now, was this your first time coming to Scarab?
This is my second time. Last year as well.
Are you going to come back next year, you think?
Hopefully, if I'm in the country.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. Well, we look forward to seeing you again next year, and I'm glad you stopped by, and I'm glad you're having a fun time.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so I'm back at the booth, and I've got another attendee of Scarab. Why don't you introduce yourself and say a little something?
Hey, how you doing? My name's Scott Bain. This is my third Scarab convention. I was able to pick up an Eternal membership when I first started. It seemed like a great deal, and it has come in handy ever since. It's been a great weekend. I've had such a blast, especially this year, and I love the fact that the convention grows every year. You get to meet new people, new faces, learn about people's personalities, and I love the fact that it's a social event. It's face to face. You can sit at a table, talk to people all day long, and just get out there and meet people.
Awesome. Any particular games or things that you did this weekend that really stuck out on your mind?
I will have to say last night's event, most of my games have only been about running 3 hours. We've been running lower tiers. But last night's Temple of Imperial Enlightenment was the one I played. Yeah. It ran till we got kicked out of the center at 15 till. We took the game to the lobby of the hotel and played until 1:30.
Oh, very cool.
We had the best time. With the GM, I believe her name was Amanda Cole. She was amazing. We laughed all night long. Real laid back game, real fun, real stay on your toes and know what's going on.
Yeah, that's a fun scenario. I've played that one before, too. Yeah,
it's
a blast.
From what you hear from it from other people, it's scary, but when you go in there, it is just awesome.
Yeah.
It's just an awesome scenario.
All right, Scott. Well, thank you for coming by and telling us about your experience at Scarab.
Thank you very much.
Hope to see you next year.
Of course.
All right. Okay, so I'm in the booth, and I've got another attendee of Scarab here. Why don't you introduce yourself and say a little something?
I'm Tegan, and this year at Scarab, they had a lot of stuff to do. Many different types of games you could play, along with Pathfinder Society. And they had some stuff for the kids. Kids track, they had one or two rounds of Pathfinder Society. They had lots of other games that would be able to entertain kids and preteens and maybe even older.
Okay. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Was there anything in particular that you really enjoyed?
I really enjoyed the karaoke.
Oh, okay.
And karaoke this year.
Well, cool. All right. Well, Tegan, thank you for being on this show. I'm glad you had fun, and I hope you come back to Scarab next year as well.
I hope I do.
So I'm here at the booth again, and I've got another Scarab attendee with me. Why don't you introduce yourself and say something about Scarab?
Hi, my name is Tim. I'm a GM here. I attempted to run 5 games. I was the All Flesh Must Be Eaten GM.
Okay.
For those who played. I did have another game, but that didn't make. I was also one of the IN GMs. I was the fortunate one to have the Saturday night one during the...
going up against the Pathfinder Society special.
Yes. Yeah. 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 That was fun. But it's been interesting. I've won 4 free books from the raffle. And as well as other free swag from the INGM contest.
And just free stuff
just
in general.
Because I was here.
Because yeah. That's the way we roll it, Scarab. We give people stuff.
Especially if you're here on the very last day.
Well, you know.
So if you stay all 4 days, you get free stuff.
Free stuff.
yeah, but it's been a lot of fun. I like the concession stand, if not the price. But, you know, it's a good. It's available. And, yeah, I've gotten probably way too much free stuff. But that's okay.
So I'll deal free with stuff it. In the concession stand, the highlight of your Scarab experience?
No.
Okay.
The gaming and hanging out with people and costumes. It's been a fun time.
Well, cool. Do you plan on coming back next year?
Yes.
You going to run some more stuff for us next year?
Yes, and I'll probably attempt to be in the INGM. Maybe I can actually place this time.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, we'll see if we can get you in a better time slot.
Yeah, that would be nice. Maybe with players who are awake.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for stopping by, Tim, and recording something.
Thank you.
So, who are you? And... How have you enjoyed Scarab?
My name is Todd Holloman. You may have heard me on a previous podcast. I am the Admiral of the Fleet for the Operatives and Admirals Program for Hull Breach by Not So Broken Games. I've been demoing all weekend and having a great time.
Awesome. Any particular experiences that you could think of?
There have been some amusing moments in the game demos that I've run, and I'm super excited. I built a scenario game specifically for Scarab. Mm-hmm. And we ran it for the first time last night. I'm going to run it some more today. And it went over beautifully. I could not be happier, you know. And I'm fairly certain that it's going to go through approval and become a nationwide available scenario game to all my operatives.
Oh, that would be awesome.
So, and the cards actually have the little Scarab logo, not the winged with the die, the other one with the little drop in the middle.
Right.
So, the swarm travels.
Very cool. Awesome. Well, thank you for coming to Scarab, and thank you for having a good time.
No worries. You'll see us again next year.
Awesome. So that's Hull Breach. Look for Hull Breach.
At www.hullbreachgame.com.
Okay, I'm back at the booth, and I've got somebody here with me. Why don't you just introduce yourself and tell us about your time at Scarab this year?
My name's Travis Hammeter. I've been coming to Scarab, I don't know, since Scarab 1. And I've traveled with them a couple of times down to Charleston. It's a great group. I love gaming with them. When I'm here in Columbia, I try to go over to Firefly and game with them some. The con, I've had a wonderful time. I've even found ways to level my characters faster.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're called Super Dungeons.
Oh.
Each episode that you play gives you a level.
Oh, okay.
And certain Super Dungeons have, I don't know how to explain it. Like the one, the Emerald Spire, for each chapter you play in it, you can buy a plot of land.
Okay.
And you can rebuy the plots of lands.
Huh.
And each plot of land gives you a benefit.
Okay.
So every time, say, you buy one that's a sea plot, the seas give you plus one to, like, any profession checks. So
okay.
If you have a negative stat, that even with a plus, you know, putting 1 point in it,
uh-huh.
or a negative two stat, you can get that up to a positive number a lot faster and the
with
other.
That, yeah.
Plus, each one you play is a full level. You don't have to play three Chronicle sheets to get a level.
Gotcha. That's cool. That's cool. That's very cool.
And I'm not sure how that works if you're able to play the Super Dungeons for multiple
characters.
I'll have to find out. But if it is, that's a fabulous way to get you up to a reasonably survivable level quickly.
Yeah. Huh.
You know, okay. If you're like level 1, 2, 3 in any RPG, the, you know, death's pretty quickly around the corner.
Right.
But if you, you know, get out to level 4 or level 5, death's not saying, hello, I'm going to show you what I am.
Right.
With every fight. Maybe every other fight, but not every fight.
Not every fight, yeah.
I would really recommend those to people who want to do some quick advancement and everything. And there are several Super Dungeons that I found in the little booklet that Dell puts out for Scarab that list all the modules for each year and that you can put which one of your characters has played in it so you don't have to duplicate modules.
Okay.
Since you don't get credit for them but once.
Right. Yeah. That is a very handy book. I've had one at one point, but I don't know.
He's got a new one for this year.
Oh, that's cool.
So you might want to pick one up.
Okay.
I really enjoy Scarab. I live in Myrtle Beach, but I come up here for the holidays to visit with my mother and some family and all. But
okay.
I extend my stay
to come so that you can go to Scarab. Yeah, that's not a bad way to do it.
I extend my stay by about almost 2 weeks.
Okay.
Just to go to Scarab, and then I stick around for a few more days afterwards.
To recover from Scarab.
Nah. But so I can help my mother for a few days before I head back to Myrtle Beach.
Okay. Well, cool. Thank you for coming by and telling us what a wonderful time you had at Scarab.
No problem.
Look forward to seeing you around. And
all right.
Definitely
good
to
seeing
you next year. Yeah.
Oh, I'm always here. I've got an eternal.
Yep, there you go.
The Scarab Swarmcast is produced and mixed by John Manus. You can subscribe to the Swarmcast through our podcast site or through iTunes. If you like what you hear, have questions or suggestions, leave a comment on Facebook or you can email us at swarmcast@sc-a-r-a-b.com. Music on the Scarab Swarmcast is by iFi Dragons at ifidragons.com, MC Lars at mclars.com, and Midnight Syndicate at midnightsyndicate.com. Computer hip hop. Yeah, I'm more deadly than a venomous box jellyfish. My poetry is hella sick and relevant. Let's celebrate. Forensic DNA in the way I murder tracks. I'm iller than a killer on death row, so watch your back. Like Walt Whitman stacking stanzas, damn it's awesome when it flows. The hip-hop Henry Rollins starting mosh pits at my shows, born this way. I'm a monster going gaga, do you wanna take a ride? The ghost of Ira talks to me and helps me rap my rhymes like... Translation. I'm hiding in the sewers, I'm headed underground. And I'm alive, so glad we both can share this moment. Lack of passion, don't condone it. Like him said, you've gotta own it. I'm nice like Albert Einstein. Walking, talking, Stephen Hawking. Dark matter
better, spit it faster. Got these kids at home all rocking Horus Records. That's the label, so respect the competition. Still swimming at the Y because I'm frugal when I'm winning. I'm a venomous box jellyfish.
Box jellyfish.
Box jellyfish, I'm hella sick. Venomous box jellyfish.
Box jellyfish.
Box jellyfish, I'm hella sick. Venomous box jellyfish.
Box jellyfish.
Box jellyfish, I'm hella sick. Venomous box jellyfish.
Box jellyfish.
Box jellyfish, I'm hella sick. Green point, that's where my girl and I both stay.
Grilling greens,
copping lamb pitas like every single day.
Peter Pan donuts.
Yo, I go nuts for the coffee. Spill it on my Moleskine journal, cause sometimes I'm kinda sloppy.
Whoops.
My homie Zach is working on his PhD.
Get it, Zach.
My homie Mike is working on his PhD.
Get it, Mike.
I got my master's in MCing on these stages. My generation is the greatest. Someone had to say it.
On Monday,
I'm writing rhymes.
On Tuesday,
I'm writing rhymes.
On Wednesday,
I'm writing rhymes.
On Thursday,
I'm writing rhymes.
On Friday,
I'm writing rhymes.
On Saturday,
still writing rhymes.
On Sunday,
that's the day I experiment with logic presets.
I'm a venomous box jellyfish.
Box jellyfish.
Box jellyfish, I'm hella sick. Venomous box jellyfish.
Box jellyfish.
Box jellyfish, I'm hella sick. Venomous box jellyfish.
Box jellyfish.
Box jellyfish, I'm hella sick. Venomous box jellyfish.
Box jellyfish.
Box jellyfish, I'm hella sick.
Up in the New York Public Library, I was working on this song. An old man to my right was on YouTube, watching music videos and singing along. Then this other guy got real mad and yelled at the guy like, dude, shut up. They started to fight, but a cop broke it up. I kept writing, the whole thing was nuts.
On Sunday,
I'm writing
rhymes. On Monday,
I'm writing rhymes.
On Tuesday,
I'm writing rhymes.
On Wednesday,
I'm writing rhymes.
On Thursday,
I'm watching fights.
On Friday,
I'm writing rhymes.
On Saturday,
I'm writing rhymes.
Hey, guess what?
Jellyfish, 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 jellyfish.
I'ma let the fish breathe on this one.
Jellyfish, 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 jellyfish.
The internet has become this place for evil to dwell. You understand me? People who blog, who have no sense of reality. They just blog about you, don't even know you. I got kids, man, that be reading stuff that ain't true about their father. You understand? I know you know. Because they people just blog. And but you got to have some God. You got to have a piece of you that holds you when all of it's bad. I give God all the credit for my existence, man. For everything that I've ever become. Because he man, people don't know.
Oh, boy.